Well, I just call it a road, I guess. Let's walk up this little...
How about if a place where you'd all, like, when you walked out to, in the backyard, yeah. You always walk the same way.
Oh, that's just a path.
Yeah. And then in the city, you walk, you don't walk on the grass, but you walk on...
A sidewalk.
And if, I don't know if they have any places like this in La Follette or not, or Jacksboro, but some place, there's sidewalks here, and then there's some grass here, and then next to the curb.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a name for that grass between the sidewalk and the curb?
Well, some people call it the median. No, that's out in the middle of the road. That's the, I don't call it anything.
Okay. It really isn't a... They have that sort of thing in La Follette. I mean, are there houses that the grass doesn't always go
right. Mm-hmm. Between the curb and the sidewalk.
Right. Now, if you picked up, say there's a dog on your on your lawn and you're chasing one, you might pick up a
rock
and
throw it at him.
Yesterday, I...
Threw it at him.
Okay, you went over to someone's house and rang the bell and she wasn't there. You say, well, I guess she isn't.
Home today.
And they have two ways of drinking... coffee, talking, let's use the word milk instead of cream.
Yeah.
Say, you might drink it.
Black.
Or with
cream.
Or with, you use milk. Really.
Oh, with milk.
And then the other way, you say black or?
Straight.
Or with?
Without milk.
Yeah. Now, but you said straight or black, but those are the only two terms.
Yeah.
Barefoot.
No, I've never heard that term.
Then,
there's one term when we were talking about the dog that I'm sure you've heard this around here. So many people here call the bridges viaducts. Have you heard?
Viaducts.
Have you heard this one?
I know the word, but I didn't know.
You know, they're trying to say viaduct. You know, and they just say
viaduct.
In fact, I listen to the WETE in the mornings a lot as I come to work. There's a little girl over there who's with the taxi cab company, and she gives the street report, traffic report, I guess you'd say, and she's always saying, traffic's heavy over the viaduct. So that's a term that's very common.
That's good. Yeah, that's the sort of thing that
it is very common.
If you hadn't seen a person for a long time, you might come back in the office and tell somebody, guess who I ran into? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you gave a child the same name as an uncle or something, you'd say, we named the child...
After.
And the four-legged animal that barks is a...
Dog.
And then a call to a dog to attack another dog.
Sick him.
And then a dog of mixed breed would be a...
Hinds 57.
Okay.
Or?
That's just what I'm talking about. Is there any other...
Well, we just call them... Now, a lot of people say mongrel, but I don't use that term. I just call him mixed breed dog.
Okay, and then a small dog that makes a lot of noise. A little.
Fasty dog.
Okay, and then say we had to take him to the doctor.
That.
All right, you'd say he was.
He was, what, biting people?
Well, the dog, you say the dog, that dog might.
Bite you.
And the dog.
He has bitten somebody.
Yeah, and you might say that little boy was
bitten.
Would you ever? There's another expression that I'm interested in.
Oh.
It's very common in here. He was dog.
Dog bit.
Yeah. Now how does that sound strange to you?
Yeah. I mean, no, not strange because I've heard people say this.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's strange. I mean, I don't say it, but I've heard it. It isn't strange.
All right, and the.
A lot of people say that dog nabbed me.
Nabbed me?
Yeah.
Meaning bit.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. And then the principal milk giving animal is a
cow.
And the male is called a
bull.
Now, did you remember in your lifetime people avoiding the use of bull in the presence of women?
Oh, yes. There's still that little funny thing when you say the word, a lot of people. You know, say it with a little bit of...
How about you? Do you have any...
Not the main...
Feeling about that?
Huh?
It's... What do they use instead of bull?